Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Jeff Kegaris with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We've proudly served the Middle Tennessee community for the last 26 years, and I want you to know we really appreciate you. Having an annual comprehensive eye health and vision exam is so important to the health of your eyes. From signs of diabetes, glaucoma, and cataracts, we're looking for it all. Don't let another day go by. Schedule your annual eye health and vision exam at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care.
From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
Hi, everybody. Hang on just a second. Sheila's my executive assistant. She's got to be around here something. Would you hand me my reading glasses? I got this short arm syndrome. What's that called again? Oh, yeah. It's the topic of today's podcast, presbyopia. It's that point in your life when you say, man, I'm seeing well far away, but all of a sudden they're making, gosh, the ingredients on the side of the box at the grocery store or the fine print. What is this? Some 21-year-old put this spreadsheet together in 6-point font? Or would somebody please turn up the lights? I'm having a tough time seeing up close. That loss of focusing up close is what we're going to focus on today. The loss of focusing is presbyopia. It happens to everybody. Yep, this is one of those things, death, taxes, and presbyopia. You cannot avoid it. Some people have an advantage, which we'll talk about in a second, and they may be able to get by with less of a need for reading glasses, but it will happen to everybody. Why does it happen? Because it's a physiologic change. Just like the body changes over time, our eyes change over time. We have a human lens that actually flexes. When we look up close, remember we've talked before about this triad that occurs. The eye physiologic triad, when we look up close, is that, one, we converge our eyes. We use some muscles to converge. Number two, the pupil gets a little bit smaller. And number three, we use a focusing muscle. That focusing muscle actually acts in a way that allows the lens in the eye to fatten and focus up close. But over time, the lens in our eye adds layers. Kind of imagine an onion that adds an onion skin around the outside a little every year. More skin, more skin, more skin. Pretty soon that onion goes from very small to much larger. The larger it is, the less it will bend, and then it won't focus up close. Or the muscle that previously was able to contract and allow the lens to focus up close, the muscle's just not strong enough to do that anymore. And what happens? Things are blurry. So what do? Well, we help you out. I mean, it's the mainstay of primary eye care exams. We help people in their 35 plus, ideally. You know, we tend to see this more in the early 40s, but it depends on a lot of factors. Somewhere around 35 to 45, you start losing your up-close vision. Now, it really started at about age 6 to 8. You just didn't notice it because at about 6 to 8, you could focus on a fly in your nose. But now you get to be about 12 to 14, and maybe it's, an inch farther out. But who cares? How many times do you have to do that? Little by little, that near focus point moves out farther until about that 35 to 45 age point, and that's when it starts to affect the distance that we do our work, or we want to read our cell phone, or we want to order from the menu at night with a small little candle over on the side in a dark environment. And we go, the heck with this. I got to go see Jeff or one of his partners at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care and get this thing fixed. What can I do? And so at least you know it's going to happen to everybody. The result is we need help at near, and we have some options. Historically, our options are glasses. We can give you a bifocal, a trifocal, and then all of a sudden we got rid of those lines and moved to a progressive lens that technically allows you to see at any distance, but certainly allows you to focus up close. Those originally were designed more for cosmesis. Hey, nobody can tell them in a bifocal with a line. But now they function for functional purposes, as well as cosmesis, okay? We can also make some of those that are just for the computer and up close. Those are called an office lens. We can use contact lenses that are now multifocals. We used to do more monovision, correct you for far away with contact lenses, and then overcorrect one eye to give you up close vision. Sounds very unorthodox, but about 75% of people adjust to that very well. It gives very good vision for most activities. Not perfect vision for every activity. But now the mainstay, when somebody comes and they're wearing contact lenses and they say, I'm losing my focusing up close, the mainstay for us would not be to go to monovision, but to go to a multifocal contact lens, which is available in a daily or an monthly variety. They're very comfortable, and most people with contact lenses adjust very, very well and can move from what we call single vision, just for far away, to a multifocal and do extremely well. I would say the success rate, again, 75, maybe even 80% in the lower powers. And those powers of the multifocal contacts can gradually increase over time to help you out. Again, we try to tell everybody with a multifocal, very good vision for most activities should be the goal. May not be perfect for every single activity, including that really dark restaurant with the candle in the corner and small print on their menu. However, big advantage in maybe not having to pull out reading glasses. Reading glasses still work also. What about LASIK? Can we do LASIK? Well, really no. And I would not advocate that for anybody. LASIK is a great technique, a great procedure, great surgery. But it's really to correct your vision for distance, for far away. It does not affect the focusing muscle and therefore does not give you vision up close. We can aim you up close, but if we do after LASIK, you'll be blurry far away. Most people get LASIK to see far away, and then they use their natural focusing to see up close. But once again, you had LASIK at age 25, and you've been doing really, really well. It's about 15 years, and all of a sudden you're going, I don't know if I see up close as well as I did. That's because of a loss of focusing, not because your LASIK didn't work. LASIK was never intended to affect the focusing muscle. What about cataract surgery? Great news there. With cataract surgery, the technology has continued to improve a lot. We've moved from just traditional government-ordered standard implants, which work well for one distance, let's say far away, but you need reading glasses or other supplemental glasses to read, to multifocals. I've seen the whole evolution. That's one of the benefits of being around and being in eye care for a long time. I've seen the evolution from the mid-1990s to the 2000s to the mid-2010 to 15 to more recently, in the last 3 years, the multifocal technology, the lens technology that we put in the implant in your eye is so much better that we've probably seen the number of people when they're having cataract surgery that go for multifocal implants move from about less than 3% to closer to 10, maybe even upwards of 15%. And it's a growing number. The technique is the same. It's just the quality of the implant is better and gives fewer visual distractions than before. Is it right for everybody? Not necessarily, because we're still making up for a loss of focusing with an optical change. That's what we're doing with glasses or with contacts or with multifocal implants. So that's going to, in and of itself, give some advantages, but also some potential distractions, glare, halos, a little bit of blur under certain situations just due to the optics. If we enhance one part of optics, we're going to create a little bit of blur or a little bit of distraction at other distances. And that's something to talk with your eye doctor about if you're considering a progressive pair of glasses, a multifocal contact lens, or in cataract surgery, a multifocal implant. What I really want to stress today, though, is a really cool, exciting development. And we expect in December of 2021 or the first quarter of 2022 to have a new option for those that are losing their focusing ability, those that have presbyopia. And that will be a pharmacologic or an eye medicine option, an eye drop. Yep, that's what I said. Imagine you're 43 years old, you're seeing fine far away, but you're losing your focusing up close, and you just hate to have to put on reading glasses. What if I could prescribe for you a drop that you used in the morning, and you could see most all of the day up close, just like you did when you were 33? That would be pretty cool. And that's what's coming with regard to presbyopic eye drops. So let me tell you a little bit about the first one that's going to be on the market and some of the others, because there are about 7 or 8 companies that have products in the development cycle that should be coming out within the next 2 years. So the first one's going to be put out by a company called Allergan, who specializes in the eye care space. And this Allergan drug is really an update of an old drug that we used to use for glaucoma way back in the late 80s and early 90s. That drug was called pilocarpine. One of the side effects of pilocarpine is that it makes your pupil really small and it increases your focusing ability. That's the way the drug works. It was pretty good at lowering eye pressure, and in higher percentages, it worked well. It didn't last very long, so you had to put it in about 4 times a day, and that was a hassle. But it did lower the eye pressure. Again, the side effect makes the pupil smaller. That increases depth of focus, and it lasts for a while. Well, Allergan has reformulated a pilocarpine-like drug, in fact, probably exactly pilocarpine, into a formulation that lasts longer and is in a weaker strength, so that many of the side effects we had previously with pilocarpine are seldom present with this drop. You put the drop in the morning. The goal is to have it ideally work 6 to 8 hours with very few other side effects. A little bit of pupil meiosis, we call that. That means the pupil getting smaller. It's the opposite of when we dilate your pupil. Remember, when we dilate your pupil, you kind of lose that focusing up close, right? Because your focusing muscle gets frozen. In this case, we're making the pupil smaller and we're squishing that focusing muscle some, and you get some improved near vision. How much do you get? Not all of it, but maybe half of it. That's our goal. So what does that really mean? Well, let's say this. From a muscle standpoint, it takes about 2.5 pounds of muscle strength, let's say, to focus at our cell phone. And when we get to about, say, 47 years old, maybe we can only use effectively about 1.25 muscle strength. That's all the strength we have. That's all that we can move the lens. So we optically need to make up for the other 1.25 units of strength you need to see up close. Got it? Well, guess what? Now, instead of maybe giving you glasses or a contact lens, we just have you use an eye drop. And that gives you the 1.25 amount of strength that you need to see up close. So you use your normal focusing ability, and we enhance it some more with this eye drop. You could use this whether you're wearing glasses and need a lower power progressive or bifocal. You could use it while wearing contacts and maybe not have to go to a multifocal. You could use it potentially with contact lenses and a multifocal, and we can keep you in a lower power of the multifocal. You certainly could use it if you don't wear glasses at all, and you need to use it for up close. So this is an exciting thing. Of the 7 or 8 companies that I told you are developing this eye drop, there are many on the market. They fall into 2 categories. On the market, meaning they will be on the market. They're investigational studies right now. But again, the preliminary data looks pretty good. So what do? Most of them are a meiotic drug, which means they're going to make the pupil a little smaller, increase the depth of focus with very few side effects, and ideally last as long as they can during the day. That's the whole theory. So using an eye drop, which will be prescribed, it will not be over the counter, to allow these things to happen, looks like certainly by the first quarter of 2022 to be a really good option for people, including my wife and me, who maybe are currently mildly presbyopic, if you will. There's another way that drug companies are looking at this. Remember, I talked in the early part of this podcast about 12 minutes ago about the lens becoming thicker and harder and the muscle can't move that lens to bend it to be able to see up close. In that case, that loss of focusing is kind of a that's just the way it is, unless we could make the lens bend more. How could we do that? What if we could soften the lens? One of the drops, and I think maybe two that are being developed, are lens softening agents. If we could get the lens to soften, then we really are just enhancing the normal physiology of our body to focus up close without any pupil size change. I think the third option ultimately will be maybe a lens softening plus the meiosis from a drop. That combination, that may give us the staying power for longer during the day, so that we put one drop in and maybe it lasts, rather than 6 hours, it lasts 8 to 10 or 10 to 12, maybe even 18 to 24. Who knows? That's where we're going with this, so that it would be very easy to just put that eye drop in. Or what if we put, for a lot of our dry eye patients, we put in a little tear plug in the drain. What if we could just put this medicine imbibed in the tear plug and it got slowly released so that the tear plug, which dissolves away in, say, 6 months, what if it released the medicine and you never noticed that you were losing focusing because you always had a little better focusing over that 6 month period. And when it ran out, we just put another tear plug in that's imbibed with more of that same medicine. Again, those type of things are not available yet, but they are being potentially developed. So you see the technology of using tear plugs as a pharmacologic agent or contact lenses with a pharmacologic agent. Hey, maybe I fit you with a daily contact lens and it already has a little bit of this drug in the contact lens and slowly released to give you your focusing also. All of those different technologies, whether it's just a drug to make your pupil smaller, help you see up close, whether it's a tear plug that has a little medicine in it, or whether it's a contact lens that has medicine in it, you'll see all those technologies developing and then merging together to give us the answer. So that it's possible in the future that we say, well, you know, it's normal to really start noticing that loss of focusing because you are now 55, whereas right now we're saying that at about 40 or your early 40s. That's a pretty exciting thing, and I wanted to bring it up to you to let you know that it's on the horizon. If you want to be on a list to be able, once released, for us to prescribe this drop and let you try it out. I have no idea how much the price will be, but I have it on good authority that Allergan and other manufacturers don't want this to be in an orphan drug category where it's very expensive. They're more likely to make this a very reasonably priced drug, if any eye drop is reasonably priced, that is. But they want to make it have mass market appeal, and so they don't plan on pricing it out of the market. So if you want to be on a list, please email me, drkegg@coolspringseyecare.com. And as soon as it is FDA available and approved and on the market, we will let you know and we'll evaluate and see if it would be a good drop for us to prescribe for you. Again, drkegg@coolspringseyecare.com. We're talking about a new method to fix your short arms, your poorer vision at the restaurant, to reduce the effects of presbyopia, which is a loss of focusing at near that happens to everybody, by using a new eye drop that should become on the market maybe December of this year, 2021, or at the latest, the first quarter of 2022. So stay tuned to As I See It as we keep you updated with new developments in the world of eye care. We try to make this experience you have more than a good eye care experience, but a great healthcare experience. You deserve it. Demand it from your doctors, including us. Have a great day.